Welcome to Player Spotlight. Tonight we have a special guest from Fight Club. We have Lee, who's also known as Mr. Popular. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how are y'all?
Very good. How are you?
Doing very well.
So I have a couple questions for you. How long have you been playing Mafia Wars?
About 18 months or so.
What got you started on the game?
Yeah, no, I was on Facebook and met a couple of my buddies back from high school, and they were playing the game, and I kind of got into it, and from there kind of spun way out of hand, and way too much money got invested, and next thing you know, here I am talking to you.
Is getting out of hand the spending too much money, or is there more to it?
Oh, no, yeah, no, there's not too much to it. It's pretty much lighthearted, but yeah, no, I mean, you just kind of got into it, enjoyed it, and met a lot of fun people, and kind of got into the whole tag thing and kind of bounced around to a couple of places, and here I am.
So what keeps you playing the game?
Yeah, the camaraderie and the group that I'm in right now is what keeps me playing the game. I enjoy the people that we play with, and I enjoy the fight aspect of the game a lot.
How long have you been in Fight Club?
I've probably been there about 8 or 9 months now.
Nice. And so you guys have a lot of fun? You do a lot of drive-bys, big wars? What's going on up there?
Pretty much we just torture everybody that we come up against. That's pretty much our whole MO.
Good fun.
Yeah, good fun. Good humorous torture fun. Yeah, that's pretty much our deal.
Well, if there's anything that you could fix or change about the game, what would you fix?
I would probably fix the fact that, you know, I would like unlimited attack and defense and weapons. That would be the thing I would try to fix. You know, I don't understand why I can't have that as it is right now. What's the hell of a problem with Zynga?
Well, you must be really up there to be worried about that.
I mean, doesn't everybody want to win? Isn't that why we all play the game?
Exactly. Everybody
wants
to
win. Yeah, so I want unlimited everything.
I agree. I want stamina.
You want stamina.
I just want stamina.
Doesn't every woman?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anything else that you want to tell us about yourself?
Whatever you want to know about me, I mean, it's an open book, you know. We're an aggressive group, and I'm an aggressive player.
So are there any tips or tricks to the way you play that you would want to share with people, or is that all ultra secret?
No, there's nothing secret about it. I mean, you know, I honestly believe the game is as much of a credit card game as it is a strategic head game. I think that, I mean, you know, may the most witty, smart-ass asshole win in the end. I mean, you know, strength of character is one thing, but, you know, when you're talking about strength of character in Mafia Wars or strength of character in the person, I think those are two different things. And I think the strength of character of the person is vastly underestimated in I would say the majority of the real fighting clans inside of this game. And I think that if there was more focus on the personalities or in the mindset of the game, that it would be a lot more fun. You know, I think sometimes people get caught up in the political correctness, and they get, you know, caught up in, you know, in whatever little mind game that they feel is at that particular second is important, and they lose focus on how to have fun with other people and the social aspect of the game and still trying to keep it light. Everybody,
right.
You know, they all talk about it being a game. But it really, in the end, you know, it's like the biggest cliche in Mafia Wars. Well, it's just a game. I can tell you, in my personal opinion, in my experience, and is it almost everybody takes it much more personal than they ever really want to admit. And I think if they would just let it go a little bit and have some fun and just realize it's red and green, it's just colors, and who really cares, that it would be a little bit more fun. I mean, if you want to break a clan or you want to break a group or you want to break somebody, I mean, you can do that, but you don't need a credit card. You don't necessarily need attack and defense and stamina to do that. You can do it simply by talking to them.
Which is more fun than spending your money, if you ask
me. Absolutely. I promise you, it's a lot more fun.
Well, there's definitely a lot of money being spent.
Oh, yeah. Zynga's got it figured out right now how to do that. You know,
and not quite enough personalities out there to play. So
there is one. Yeah, it's one of the things. You know, I mean, if I was Zynga, I mean, what I do right now with the popularity of Facebook, I'd sell. But anyway,
you'd sell Zynga?
I'd sell Zynga. If I was Zynga, I would sell right now to Facebook. You're at the top of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is worth as much money, maybe not as much money as it'll ever be worth. But it's worth a ton of money right now.
Oh,
And
of course.
it's worth a lot of money, and people have bet on what the revenue it can produce, not the revenue that it does produce. You know, and you look up and say, is it, you know, the guy who owns Facebook, he's got that money sitting in the bank out there, and if I was Zynga, I'd sell it in a second to him. You know what I mean? What stops him from making a game that's similar to this, or a spin-off from this, or somebody else, or in another genre? You
Well,
know,
obviously
technology
nothing.
changes. Yeah, well, technology changes so fast. I mean, look around at all the things that have come and gone so quickly in the technology age, you know.
So do you think that Mafia Wars would still last even if Zynga was to sell it, hypothetically? Because I don't think that gets going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen either. But, you know, and by no means am I any kind of stockbroker, but, you know, that was just my personal opinion on the matter. But, you know, I do think it survives. I think it's, you know, I think it's a good game, and I think Facebook is, I don't think Facebook is going anywhere anytime soon. But I do think that, I do think you're looking at a big upside already for Zynga and where they are in the group. I think that, you know, when you look at the game, that Zynga continues to make it more and more and more expensive for people to get into the game and play it at the level that's very competitive. You know, I think that's a long-term issue that they have to either fix, or they're gonna have to live with.
What is your biggest complaint about the game itself?
Oh, I love the game. I mean, I don't have any real complaints about the game.
That
You
is
know,
awesome. I never hear anybody say that.
yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? I mean, that's what we, I mean, I love playing this game. I mean, I'm here to play and to meet new people, and, you know, and if they want to be friendly, then I'm all about being friendly. If they want to have a good time or be a smart ass or cut up, I'm all about that. If they want to be a prick, man, that's straight up my alley too. I mean, I really enjoy that. So, I mean, if that's the direction they want to take, I'm all for it. But I don't have really any, you're not going to hear me complain about the game. It's, you know, they keep changing it, you know, and I think they have the best intentions every time they change it. I really do think that they're a lot smarter than I think the community, Mafia Wars, the community gives them credit for. But you know, I mean, hell, if you don't like a game, then get the hell out of it.
Yeah, instead of complaining all the time, because I
That's
hear so
right.
many complaints. So it's
Yeah,
kind of
bitch,
refreshing
bitch.
to hear you not complain.
Well, I can tell you one thing, and that's, I think that, you know, you're going to get, if you put in positive, you're going to get out positive. I mean, and if no matter if somebody's coming at you negatively, or they're coming at you positively, or they're coming at you from a smart ass angle or whatever, I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's really about where you're coming from. I mean, and the game is really the same way. You know, realistically, though, the game's a good game. I mean, you know, and if it wasn't a good game, you wouldn't be doing a podcast. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you at midnight, and I wouldn't be, you know, playing, you know, on an everyday basis. I mean, people can sit around and complain all they want to, but they still come here and they still play and they still want to be here, you know.
Absolutely.
And if you're a negative person, you're going to pull something negative out of it. If you're a positive person, you're going to pull something positive out of it, you know.
Okay, if you could ice any player, who would it be?
The type of player I'm looking for, it's not just about their strength of character. I want someone with a very high IQ that understands people, and really can go out there and actually understand the nuances of the game that are not necessarily just attack and defense. You get so many people back there, like I said before, that are just about, you know, your attack is 100 and your defense is 150, and can you or can you not take it? That's just such a small part of the game. You know, I want to deal with somebody that, whether they're winning or they're losing, you know, can they handle me? Can they handle Fight Club? That's what I want to know. Can you really handle Fight Club? Because, in my opinion, Fight Club, every single person, and we're a very small group, I mean, there's only like 40 of us, but every single one of us, in my opinion, are capable of running our own groups. I mean, you know, that any one of us could leave and could start up a new tag and run it very efficiently, and run it very good, and make it a viable, you know, somebody that we'd all want to go drive by, or somebody we'd all want to go and fight eventually, or, you know, or break, or whatever it is your gameplay is, you know. And that's one of the things that Fight Clubs brings that I think that, in my opinion, is very unique to the game. If you can hang with us in that aspect, then at the end of the day, we'll all tip our hats to each other. if you can actually hang there and stand in that firing line. Because I promise you, we will push the edge. We'll push the envelope. If you're politically correct, or you think that you're, you know, you want to stand over there on some sort of higher moral ground, I promise you, we will find that, and we will stick a knife in it, and we will turn it in your heart. Because there is no moral high ground with us. None.
Wow, I'm guessing. Well, you
Not at
sound like
all.
fun. I think you guys are have been fun when we've met before. Not that I need to meet again, but so I would say that Fight Club primarily, you guys just like to have fun. It's not so much about getting into big, thick wars, right?
No, it really is. We are about having a good time. I mean, and if you come in with that attitude with us, then you're going to walk away with a great experience. You come in with an attitude, you know, that it's not a not let's just say not positive. I promise you, we're going to poke that armor till we find you, find that weak spot, and like I said before, we're going to jam it home, and we're not going to have any regrets about it. I mean, if you came looking for, you know, looking to break something or break a player or, you know, break a tag or whatever about that. I mean, you know, I'm not looking to throw a challenge out to Mafia Wars about it, but at the same time, I'm not going to walk away from it either. And I don't think anybody at Fight Club would. You know, we welcome the challenge. You know, we'd much rather be friends, no doubt. You know, we're all about being cool with everybody and making friends. But at the same time, we got no problems if you want to come in and with maybe a different mindset from that.
Well, that's really cool. Well, I have one last question. Who do
Okay.
you think's gonna win, Rambo or Terminator?
Terminator's gonna win.
You really think so?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't the Terminator not win? I mean, Rambo, I mean, he's like what, 5 foot 6? The Terminator's what, 6 foot 8? You got a metal shell versus, you know, versus some steroids? Come on. There's not even a competition there.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think it's going to end up being a tie.
You kind of agree it's going to be a tie.
I kind
I
of
didn't say anything
agree.
about a tie.
I think there's going to be a tie, but
Is Sylvester Stallone like, is he like a Zynga sponsor or something? Because you're throwing out there it's going to be a tie. I mean, should I read into that anything?
I don't know. I just get irritated with all the events.
No, that you and I both agree. I get very tired of the tasks and the events. It would be nice if Zynga could maybe try to minimize that a little bit and get focused back a little bit on Mafia Wars. I don't mean to
I thought
criticize.
they were, but yeah.
I did too, but I continue to see every time I click on some sort of new task or some sort of new hoop to jump through. You know, I wish they would try to minimize that a little bit. You know, at least in the groups that are trying to fight. But you know what? If that's part of the game, you know what? Yeah. I guess we're all dogs jumping through a hoop.
Well, as long as people click it, they assume that we like it. So if you don't like it, don't click it.
Either that, or we're all ADD.
And I'm pretty sure we are.
I would take that to the bank.
Exactly. Well, is there anybody you want to say hi to? Any shout outs before we go?
Oh no! Yeah, I just like to say hello to everybody at Fight Club and appreciate them nominating me to come up here and talk to you. And I appreciate you taking some time and talking to me. It's been a pleasure to meet all you and the silent one here. And thanks again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye.